What's up, y'all? Welcome back to the Sports Medicine Broadcast for Friday, September 2nd. Happy Labor Day weekend, everyone. All right, so here's kind of how this happened. We're sitting in here in the studio, and we're playing with some of the new equipment, because I just got it in the day before. And, you know, the kids, which is what this is all about, we're in here asking, does this stuff really work? How does this work? How do you sound on here? So I said, well, here, we got three extra mics. Why don't you three sit down, and we'll just have an impromptu broadcast. So we sat down. We decided, you know, a couple of questions we were going to ask. There was a couple other things going on. You know, my classroom is on the other side of the football film room and the other side of the football locker room. So it's kind of surrounded by noise. So, you know, there were sometimes where kids were coming in and out or coaches were coming in and out doing things. But, you know, that's the situation I have to work with. So, you know, it is what it is. But we got some decent questions before, you know, the time ran out. The kids had to take off so they could catch the ride home. But I wanted to go ahead and post this one once that they're published, broadcast, they're on iTunes, and they're out there, too, because it's the first one with the new equipment, and three, why the heck not? So, stay tuned. Listen up to the impromptu edition of the Sports Medicine Broadcast, Students in the Studio, Part 2. All right, so welcome back to the Sports Medicine Broadcast. Today we got a special impromptu edition.
Yeah.
We got some of my, there you go.
Yep,
we got some of my incoming student trainers. They are new this year. They are sophomores and juniors at Pasadena High School. However, this is going to be their first year to be student athletic trainers. I have one of them in the Sports Medicine 1 class, and then two of them are going to be just in the athletic periods for
That's what's up.
That's me.
For basically practical experience. And so, but they're all going to be learning a whole lot, and so I'm really glad and excited to be having them. So real quick, why don't we start with Michelle. Michelle, why don't you tell me a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm Michelle. I go to Pasadena High. What else do I have to say? Oh, I keep talking?
Michelle, what is your favorite color?
Pink.
Pink, why pink?
Of course, because it's pretty.
I think it's ugly.
All right.
I think it's nasty. I don't like you, that's why.
All right. So, cool. All right, Michelle, favorite color pink, and that's why her hair is pink.
Yeah,
all right, now we're
going
to flip around to Laura. Laura.
Which ones? There's two.
Laura.
Laura.
That's what we always call you.
That's me. Okay.
Introduce yourself.
All right, tell me a little bit, just a, you know, 10-second version of yourself.
Well, my name is Laura.
Last name?
Castillo.
Favorite color?
Purple.
Any animals?
Pigs.
You love pigs? You have pigs
yes.
in the house?
I want to.
Okay, maybe someday.
Yes.
All right, and finally, our final special guest speaker.
Anna Laura.
It's her turn.
Hi.
Hi, what is your name?
Anna Laura Jimenez.
What grade are you in?
11th.
You're 11th grade. What have you done the last 2 years of your life instead of being an athletic trainer?
Come to school.
That's it?
Oh, no. And I've stayed in orchestra for like the longest time, since 5th grade.
All right, so orchestra, and then finally she got wise and came to be an athletic trainer.
Yeah.
So, all right, moving on to some of the questions. We'll start off with Laura, and I'm going to call her Anna just for clarification purposes because her name is Anna Laura, but
Yay.
She usually goes by Laura. So, Anna, what is one reason that you came out to be a student athletic trainer?
I don't know, I guess. Maybe because I'm interested into medicine. I want to try, I don't know, how to be a trainer because it seems like a different experience. Something y'all should all try.
All right. Interested in being a doctor? Very good. It's real basic, simple, pre-medicine type experience. So, all right, Castillo.
Yes, sir.
Or I might call her Laura throughout the interview.
Yeah, so. Buddy.
Same question. We're going to get the same question of you and then Michelle. Why did you come out to be an athletic trainer?
Go.
Why are you laughing? Stop. I decided to become an athletic trainer because I found it really interesting. Like, I thought it was a really fun way to, I don't know, I guess learn about medicine. Like, I think it's really interesting. I just think it's really interesting. I like it.
All right. Well, that's good enough reason. As long as you're here doing your job and find it interesting, then it's okay with me. Mm-hmm. And finally, Michelle.
Why did I want to become a trainer? I don't know. It seemed really fun to be doing stuff like this.
All right. I was a trainer for 4 years in high school, and I had a lot of fun. My best friend was somebody I met in athletic training. So you can definitely have fun being an athletic trainer. It's a lot of work, but you can be fun. All right, so let's go with the next question I'm going to pose. I'm going to give you a second to think about it. What has been the hardest thing you've done so far in the 2 weeks that you've been a student athletic trainer? I guess three or four weeks. They came up 2 weeks before school started.
Tomorrow will be a month.
Yep, so tomorrow will be a month. So what's the hardest part about being a student athletic trainer so far, just in your very brief career? And we'll start with Michelle this time. The hardest part of being a student athletic trainer?
I guess basically wrapping people, because it's pretty hard.
What do you mean by wrapping people?
Like wrapping their ankles.
All right, so taping people up to prevent injury or, you know, to support the injured area? All right, so wrapping people, Castillo?
I don't really find it hard. As long as you like it and you're interested in it, it doesn't really seem hard.
All right. And Anna.
Go, Anna.
The hardest thing I find about training is trying to get CPR certified, because you had to do a lot of studying and stuff for it.
Yeah, all right. So CPR certification is crucial, and it's one of our requirements to work varsity football games. So the students always want to work, or to work varsity games, period. Students always want to make sure they know their CPR and first aid, just in case they might have to use it at the mall or something like that. But they have to have it to work the varsity sports anyways. So that's definitely one of the things we do first. All right, so the next question we have is, what is your favorite part so far, maybe your best memory that you have in this, you know, month that you've been a student athletic trainer? And we're going to start with Laura this time. Start there in the middle.
Oh, the fun part, I think, is pretty much all the time that we've been in training, because we literally have a lot of fun.
All right, nice blanket answer, no real specific details. Do you have, like, a favorite memory, Laura?
No, not really.
Like driving through the sprinklers, like water balloons.
When we drive that little car with Crystal, and then we haul at the people, like we just say hi to them, haul, and then we like literally try to talk to them, but then we have to go.
All right, it's kinda fun. They're not old enough or responsible enough to drive yet, but we check them off and drive in the golf cart, and they for some reason think that it's a, you know, I don't know, a G-ride, and they can be hollering at people out the no windows of the golf cart. All right.
Windows.
Yeah, there's no windows, no windshield, no back window, no doors, but, you know, it's a golf cart.
We need to get those right.
No seat belts at all.
Same question posed to Miss Jimenez.
What was the question?
Favorite memory, best part so far of being a student athletic trainer?
My favorite part, I guess to say, is the games, or every single day, because every single day is, like, a fun day for training. I like spending time with the girls, watching football.
All right, so hanging out with your friends and watching football. Yep, you definitely spend a lot of time together being a student athletic trainer, lots of hours of practice, so... And finally, we'll get to Michelle with the same question.
Okay, well, here I go. My best part was meeting new people, well, all the girls that are in training. And it's been a lot of fun being with them.
All right, so...
And we've gotten really close.
Nice personality, nice spunk there. I like the way you just jump right in there, Michelle. That's awesome. So meeting new people, again, you do meet new people. And again, you work with them lots and lots. All right, so we're going to wrap it up real quick with one final question. Is if someone was to ask you to define what you do, if someone was to ask you what you do as an athletic trainer, what would you tell them? What would be your definition of what you've done so far, or what they would need to expect as an athletic trainer?
Like, if it was for them to try out, like, if they want to be an athletic trainer?
Yeah, so one of your friends, you know, Laura, what do you do as an athletic trainer? And why, you know, why do you do that? What do you do?
Oh, it's me, right? Well, we take care of our players by wrapping them, taking care of them if they get hurt. And what was it, the other thing?
Just the definition. What do you do?
Oh, yeah, we take care of our players. We wrap them.
That's it? You just wrap them? You just put tape on them?
Wait, what else do we do?
All right, so while she thinks about it, I'm going to go ahead and jump over to Anna. That's pretty much it. What would be your definition?
My definition for being an athletic trainer would have to be, I guess, just caring for the athletes and the coaches and making sure they're okay every time they're out there practicing or playing a game. Just.
All right. So you enjoy doing the actual work of an athletic trainer, taking care of the athletes. Is that what I'm understanding? Very cool. Sorry. Michelle, you got anything?
Mm-hmm. Of course. I always do. Okay. My definition of training would be taking care of the players. Like, if they get injured, we wrap them. Or if they get hurt, we do the same thing. Tape them up and take care of the coaches, like, so they won't be dehydrated and the players.
All right, so, again, we record at school, and, you know, there's bells 7,000 times a day. So you have to excuse the bells you hear ringing in the background.
Pretty rude bells we have.
So,
Jackson, what do you think an athletic trainer does?
An athletic trainer prevents, rehabs, so now y'all got me laughing and I'm distracted. So we prevent injuries by, you know, managing the field, by teaching athletes how to take care of themselves. We treat and evaluate an injury, so when it happens, we're there on the field, or, you know, shortly after, we take care of that injury. We rehabilitate them, which sometimes can be, you know, a six-month process after surgery, and we return them to play, and all that is just a daily basis of what we do. We prevent injury through hydration, like someone was saying earlier, making sure the coaches and players are hydrated, especially when August has been a record-breaking month, when 30 out of 31 days have been over 100 degrees here in Houston. That's a huge part of what we do, because it's already been in the news. People are dying from heat exhaustion, athletes up in Dallas, coaches up in Dallas, dying from heat illness. So that would be a short version, I guess, maybe long version of my answer of what an athletic trainer does. So, with that, any final parting thoughts about being an athletic trainer?
No.
No.
Anybody? Mm-mm. Anyway? No? All right.
Not at all.
Made everything very clear.
So, that is our mini session for, what's today? September 1st, 2011. And this is actually our inaugural recording for this school year. We have not yet done a sports medicine broadcast this school year.
That's
so
up.
I'm going to get it edited up, and I think I'm actually post this as our first one for the year.
We love all our trainers.
Buddies. Every single trainer.
And every single coach and player.
If you'd like to know more about the sports medicine broadcast, you can look at the website, www.pasadenaisd.org/phs/athletic training, and you'll see a sports medicine broadcast on the side. You can find me on Twitter at PHS Trainers, or even on Facebook. I think it has a link there. You can Google Sports Medicine Broadcast, or you can find it on iTunes. And we're still working out some issues there between the school website and iTunes, where it only shows the two most recent episodes. But once you click on there, you can click on the link on the side that says more from this author or website, and then go on from there. So, again, this is the Sports Medicine Broadcast. Thanks for joining us.
Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.
Adios.